Ashenden, right? Yeah, Ashenden. Sorry, I get confused with Ashenden and Rayleigh. The first name was Rayleigh. So I don't know if you guys all know me. My name is Adriana, and I'm part of the pastoral team in the East Gateway app. So I'm still getting used to saying it. And I'm based mostly in Barking, so that's why you don't really see much me around. Some of the things I do at Barking is I'm in charge of children ministry, social media, media, and also missions, which is my biggest passion actually, and one of the reasons why I think I do what I do actually. So that's a little bit about me. It's great to be here with you guys on Father's Day. I know I'm not a man. I think a man should be maybe more appropriate. Maybe you're expecting a man to be here, but it's still really good to be here on Father's Day, on such a special occasion. Because as much as I'm sure there's many amazing fathers here, and also spiritual fathers, there is the most perfect and greatest father, which is Jesus. And it's such, and in such a beautiful day, we must remember that our Heavenly Father is looking after us, and that He is the only perfect Father in our lives. And that is a beautiful reminder, and a beautiful reminder in your life that, I don't know how some of your relationships were with your biological father, or maybe someone that was a father figure to you. Maybe you were disappointed many times, but just know that you always have a Father in Heaven, and He is waiting in open arms for you one day, to greet you one day when you're in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I wanna first of all start with a statement. We live in a world in which the world encourages to promote ourselves. We live in a world which encourages us to be selfish. We live in a world in which it promotes self-love rather than loving others. It encourages us to brand ourselves. It encourages us to be in center stage of every situation. It encourages us to make a name for ourselves out there. And if you don't make a name for yourself, and if you don't have a name, if you don't have an identity, something to be proud of, then you are worthless. And it encourages us to have big heads and small hearts, rather than having big hearts and small heads. Mm-hmm. And may I just say this, that maybe in this room, we all fell into having big heads and small hearts. And some of us, or maybe are in that state, to choose to do that rather than having a big heart. Why is that? Well, it's because having a big head in our world is better than having a big heart. It encourages our ego. It encourages our pride. It gives us something. But let me tell you, it's not good. It's poison. Is sinful, and it only leads to self-destruction. The only one that should be exalted, the only one that can exalt, the only being that can exalt itself without any sin is God Himself. And He's the only being that can exalt Himself. Why? He exalts Himself, and we must exalt Him, because when we exalt Him, and the more He exalts Himself, the more love He shows us. The more love covers us. And on this Father's Day, I want to encourage us all to stop exalting ourselves and to exalt the only being that can only be exalted, which is our Heavenly Father in Heaven. Why am I saying this? It's because I actually think self-exaltation is something that we all have. and fall under. Maybe some of us fall more into it than others, or maybe some of us are actually not very self-aware that we are self-exalting all the time. And I will get into how we self-exalt when we don't even realize, because it doesn't just come with like pride and being a show off. It's something deeper in our hearts, and that's something that is actually silent, that whispers, but it's still very strong, and it's still as damaging as the things that we see in a loud way. And actually, I would argue it's even more dangerous. Even more dangerous, because let me tell you, you can fool everyone around you. You can even fool your own husband. You can fool the church. You can fool your friends. You can fool your communities. But you will not fool God. You will not fool God. Scripture says in Isaiah 48, verse 11, For my own sake, I do it. For how should my name be profound? My glory I will not give to another. And this Bible verse is very interesting to me when I first read it, because it says for my sake twice. And why is that? Why does he say, why is God saying for my sake twice? It's not because he's not confident. It's not because God needs to share the stage with someone else. It's not because God needs self-validation from you. It's because he's emphasizing something very, very important here. He's the only one that can self-exalt, and that you can only find true joy and true purpose in him alone, and that true meaning of life only comes from him. Because God, he is the source. He's not just the river. He is the source of everything. And we must remember that in all that we do. Many times, before I came to ministry and I went to Bible college, I actually worked in the fashion industry, which was really, really amazing. And it was probably a really good time I had. And I really liked the creativity of it. I met a lot of amazing people. I also did a lot of creative projects. God allowed me to use my creativity for this field. And it was amazing. But one of the things, as I got deeper and deeper and deeper into that industry, there was so much darkness. There was so much self-exaltation. And it was all fake. It was filled of rooms of people that looked really good, people that had it all together, people that were successful, people that were rich, people that looked good, that were beautiful. But in all of it, they were the most insecure people I ever encountered in my life. And why is that? Because they're self-exalting themselves. And self-exaltation is fake. You're grounding your confidence in something that is not substantial, in something that is not real, in something that will only lead you to self-destruction of your own identity and life. These people relied on what? On materialistic things in order to look successful. They relied on their own skills and creativity in order to have self-validation, in order for other people to tell them, look how good you are. Wow, I can't do what you can do. They relied on their own looks by getting cosmetic surgeries and by being selfish and by falling under vanity. In order to hold on to something, the identity. If I cannot look like this, then I cannot be anyone. And this is what the world has to offer. And this, don't get me wrong, this is not something that's just happening in the world, but it's creeping inside of the church, and it creeps all the time. No matter big churches or small churches, self-exaltation creeps in like a wolf when you're not careful. And let me tell you, if you're not careful, you will be fall under it and you will be used by the devil. And that's the truth. And that might hurt, and also that might, maybe that is making you feel, is convicting you, but it's the truth. And that's why we have to be careful, church. In our own spiritual places, in our own spiritual space, in our own churches, this is something that is coming in the church and is dividing churches, dividing ministries, making you not feel wanted, when it's just all a lie. It's all a lie, church. And I want to go through ways that this creeps in when you least expect it, or when you don't even understand it or know it. A way that self-exaltation comes without you realizing is through independence. What I mean by that, we make decisions without prayer. We live as though we don't need any help from anyone. Don't need God, don't need others, don't need the church. We say, look at me, but we act like we owe enough of our own. We act like, I just need myself and nothing else. I don't need any input from my brothers and sisters in Christ. I don't need any input from my pastors. I don't need anyone. Because everyone disappoints me. Because everyone is a liar. Because I got hurt before. Let me tell you, that's self-exaltation. And that is a lie that the enemy puts in your heart to self-exalt yourself. Because it's basically saying, no one else can make you feel better. No one else can help you apart from yourself. And that is a lie. And that leads you to being isolated. Pride in ministry. This is probably one of the most dangerous things. Whatever you're preaching, singing, leading, services, being in children ministry, whatever you do, let me tell you something. You must be careful with this. Not to let pride get into the work that you're doing for God. Because it can quickly become about self. In Matthew 6:1 says, beware of the practicing your righteousness before others to be seen by them. Even good things can become idols in our lives. If we do them with the wrong reasons and with the wrong heart, we can still speak truth. God can still use you. But deep down, you're still seeking glory for yourself. And let me tell you, that will not go very far. Why? Because as soon as someone challenges you about something, as soon as change comes, as soon as God wants to make a move, you will be one of the first people to beat that barrier between moving forward and God wanting to change things and God wanting to move forward, and you, God, the devil will use you to make things go backwards or to make things stay the same. False humility. We say, oh, I'm not that good. But we're hoping that someone says, no, you're amazing. And let me tell you, this is something that a lot of people fall for. They really do. That's not humility at all. It's a bait. False humility is pride in a whisper. It's glory seeking in a soft tone. Why do you need self-validation? Isn't God telling you, son, daughter, well done, not good enough for you? Do you really need the other people to tell you, to give you a pat on the back every 5 minutes and tell you, look how good you're doing? Now, I'm not saying this is wrong at all, by the way, because actually we're called to encourage each other. We're called to lift each other up. Absolutely. That is something that we're called to do, actually. And that's a beautiful thing about the church, you know. Some people come very broken. They come very unconfident. They come from places that maybe, you know, people broke them, situations broke them. But again, it falls all under the heart. What is your intention? Another way that it comes is by not actually praising and encouraging others, like I said before, in the other way around. We are so reluctant in saying to someone, well done for what you're doing. Why? Because deep down we're jealous. Because deep down we're not actually happy about things moving forward. Because deep down you're not very happy about maybe someone taking something over you. Because maybe deep down you are insecure yourself. And you're actually not allowing God to speak through your mouth. You're not allowing God to encourage others through your mouth, through your tongue. And therefore, you're not allowing someone else to get blessed. But let me tell you, if you do that, you will not be a blessing to others. And God will not bless you. And that's the whole truth. We're all so quick to say, oh, well, I want God's blessing, but are you being a blessing to others like the Bible calls us to be? Are you quick to be asking for it, but not quick to be giving it? Then there's something wrong.
Amen.
We are all called to be spiritual fathers and mothers here. So let's act like it. You don't become just a father because you're biologically, you know, you're biologically made a human. You're not just a mother biologically. We are all called to be the spiritual covering for all of our children, for each other, for our younger people. And I just want to quickly list a few things of where self-exaltation leads. And I said a few of them already. Self-exaltation leads to stripping away of your true identity. It gives you a false identity. It gives you a false name. It gives you it's something that is not real. And therefore, you're not actually going to ever live the true purpose that God has for your life. And that is very sad. It's very, very sad. I would love all of us to live the true identity, to be like God wants us to really be. Not a fake version of ourselves, not something that we make up. Because what we do will never be any better, never better of what God has in plan for us, of what God wants us to be, ever. It leads us to hurting others. Self-exaltation will lead you to hurting others at times. Like I said about the blessings, but also it will lead you to destroy relationships that could just be resolved by you just humbling yourself, by you just serving each other. There's so many churches that were broken, so many relationships broken within churches just because someone didn't want to give up their identity or the purpose that they made up themselves. Because they wanted to hold on to self-exaltation and they didn't want to just exalt God, prioritize that. Self-exaltation also stops true spiritual growth because it gives the illusion not only to others but also to yourself that you are growing, but in reality you're not. It gives you a fake fire, not a fire that comes from the Holy Spirit. And like I said, you can fool anyone else, you can fool many people, you can maybe be so good, and it leads you to lying as well sometimes. It leads you to exaggeration of what your ability can be. But again, you're not going to fool God, ever. So what should we do? Well, the only thing is to repent. To repent, but also to acknowledge that our own humanity, our own sin inside of us, and to actually say to ourselves, you know what, I acknowledge that I self-exalt. And this is not just me speaking to you guys, this is something that I'm also speaking to myself too as well. Because us pastors can fall very easily if we allow the devil to attack us in this way, for us to be used with self-exaltation instead of self-exalting Jesus. Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, if there may be any grievous way in me. Please, I beg you, to ask God to expose hidden pride in your heart. Ask him to burn away the desires of your own name to be known. Better to be forgotten on earth and be remembered in heaven than to be praised on earth and be rejected by God himself. By him saying, I never knew you." Number two, rejoice in God's self-exaltation. The gospel is not just about what we get. It's about who God is. That's what the gospel is. Yes, we get so many benefits from knowing Jesus, right? Our lives change. Our faith becomes stronger. We are a blessing to others, and God blesses us through it. We live amazing experiences, and we see things that other people that don't know Jesus cannot see. But it's very easy to make it about what we can get. And we always have to be in that place to check ourselves and actually say, it's all about you, God. Everything I do is all for you, and it's all about you. At the cross, God magnified his justice and his mercy. He displayed his holiness and his grace. God glorifies himself by saving the undeserving, and that is good news to us. Because the best gift that God can give to us is himself. That's the best gift. What a joy it is to know Jesus. Who would we be? Who would I be if I didn't know Jesus? I probably wouldn't even be here. And I probably wouldn't be alive with the things that I've been through, with the things that you have been through. We are just human beings, faulty human beings that are saved by grace and that are loved by a king. Mm-hmm. Number three, live to exalt him, not yourself. It's a bit like the second one. 1 Peter 5:6 says, "Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, so that the prayer time he may exalt you." Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. Let God lift you. Let him decide the time and place for you. Just bow low and be faithful to him. Because the lower you go, the more clarity you get. And the more closer you are to Christ. And you will not need to self-exalt. You will not need other people's validation. You will not need to lie. in order to make your name big. You will not need to self-promote. You will not need to brand yourself. You will not need any of those things if you just go low and be on his feet. So I just want to implore you tonight to please think about what I'm saying. The world is evil. Even now, there's rumors of war. We don't know how tomorrow will look like. Leaders rely on self-exaltation to make themselves big. They rely on self-exaltation to win arguments, to win wars. But they're not relying on God. They're not self-exalting God. And they will forever be lost. The world will forever be lost. The world will forever be full of darkness. But let me tell you, you will not be full of darkness. You will shine bright for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep exalting him. Worthy is God of all the praise. Worthy is he. He brings you through the toughest times. He carries you through the storms of life. He carries you when you're sad, in your sadness. He chooses to love you despite your sin and your imperfections. He is only worthy of all the praise, no one else. Don't put yourself in the position of God. Beware of that. Because it will not lead you to anywhere apart from destruction and darkness. Just like the world is heading. Just like the world, these leaders, these world leaders are heading. And these whole nations are heading. But we have a promise that God will call us by our name one day in heaven. And we will rejoice with him. And we shall forever be without pain and sadness.
Amen.
I don't know how you guys do this here, Gianluca, but I don't know if we can just play a song in the background. And it is Father's Day, and he's the only one, and this is no better day to actually exalt God, to exalt our Heavenly Father that's been with us when no one else was with us. So what I want us to do, I'm not too sure what you guys do here, but we do this in our church. What I want us to do is just to just stand still, just stay still for a bit, to close our eyes and to examine ourselves about this. This is not me telling you off at all. Please don't take it like that. This is just me highlighting something. Because I don't want you to go in the wrong path. I don't want any of us to go to self-destruction. I don't want any of you to go to hell. I don't want you, any of you, to live in darkness and live in a lie, live in an illusion that leads to delusion of who you are. So if you close your eyes and just examine yourself. Maybe there were signs that maybe you was jealous of someone out of your own insecurity. Because you thought that you're worthless. Or maybe someone told you was worthless. Maybe someone told you that you're not needed anymore. Maybe there was a time in your life in which you was living in full darkness and you thought the only way out was to make a name for yourself. If I make myself known, if I do well and I become successful, then I will not face the rejection anymore. I will not face depression and anxiety anymore. remove offense and unforgiveness right now in your heart. Someone really deeply hurt you, and you just can't really forgive that person because they hurt you so much that they made you feel small. They made you feel like you're not important. They made you feel like you're not loved. But let me tell you right now that God loves you. He loves you. And you're not worthless. And you're not useless. And you are just as important to Him as everyone else. You're His child. Or maybe right now you're sick and facing illness, and you look at everyone else and you think, God, I'm really worthless. How can I be used by you when I can't walk? Or I can't do these things properly like I used to do when I was younger. God wants to tell you that there's so much more for you. He will never stop using you because you have so much to give, because He has given you a lot. People, I just want to pray for you. I want to pray for healing in your life, because sometimes we don't even realize that we're doing wrong. It just comes out of hurt. So let me just pray for you. Dear Jesus, thank you, God, that you love us. Thank you, Lord God, that you love every single one of your children here, God. Thank you, God, that you have a promise and a purpose for each one of your children here, God. I pray, God, for full restoration and healing in their lives, God, whether that's physical or mental, God. And I pray, God, that any self-exaltation will be gone, and that they will just truly, just fully rely and surrender to you, God, to find true joy, not the joy that they're searching out of their own strength, but the pure joy, the true joy that you only give, the joy that is not fake, not the fake fire, but the fire that really burns things. The fire that changes things. The Holy Spirit. God, we repent if we ever felt self-exalted. I repent if I ever self-exalted. I don't want to self-exalt anymore. I want to just exalt you, Father. We confess the pride that lives in us, the quiet ways we self-exalt. Forgive us, cleanse us, teach us to love your glory more than our own reputation. Let our lives become arrows pointing to you, not mirrors reflecting ourselves. Be exalted, God, above the heavens. Let your glory be all over the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.